Well, Kevin Gallagher, it's time now to look forward to an Ulster campaign for Downings, having tasted intermediate success. It was a first success, Kevin, for the club in 30 years at intermediate level, and I'm sure you enjoyed the couple of days after it, and you weren't long back down to knuckling down to things again after it.
Yeah, exactly, Oisin. Long time coming, 30 years. Few days celebrating, all right, but with a few days off, we got back to it that Thursday evening, Oisin, so look at we. Full focus now in Ballyhays this last 2.5 weeks. So it's all good so far.
Yep. Did you just come through that final and the championship celebrations unscathed? How you fixed injury wise and personnel wise, Kevin?
We had a couple of wee niggles actually, but Ronan Gallagher had an issue there. But look at these, it's cleared up now. So thankfully now we have to get Thursday night out of the way, but thankfully touch wood so far. You don't know just last minute preps what you'll pick up, Oisin, but no, at the minute now, everything's all okay.
Yeah. We'll just mention Ronan Gallagher, because obviously he was a key player for you through the campaign, and a lot of the ball went through him. So it'd be a key part of what you're sort of taking into Ulster now, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly, Oisin. Ronan's been playing all year for us there, and look, he's a big part in what we do there at six, holding the middle, and look at even man marking jobs there on the occasion, but hopefully comes through now tomorrow night. I think he'll be okay. We'll not push him too hard tomorrow night, Oisin, to make sure of that fact, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose the fact that you're away from home and having had an Ulster experience before, Kevin, because he's got, of course, to that Ulster Junior final. It's a different level of action, so it is when you enter a provincial stage of a competition. The way games are refed, at times there can be a lot more physicality on it. At times there can be a lot of stuff let go too, so there can. So it's a different sort of environment when you go to Ulster.
Exactly, Oisin. Look, we have a wee bit of experience there from 2 years, 2 years ago. From class now, from junior to intermediate, we're well aware of that. And you don't know what any given day is going to bring, in terms of all those things that you mentioned, you know. But yeah, you have to focus on the game in hand, and don't get involved if you can. Look, I know there's a lot of issues there around referees and stuff. We'll just plan accordingly to what our own game plan is, and then hopefully all will work out well, you know.
Yeah. Have you studied much of your opposition for Sunday?
We have, yeah. We've seen their intermediate final against Dan, and we have another game there with some clips of. But no, look, they're going to be formidable opponents, Oisin. They've been in the last three intermediate finals in Cavan. Obviously lost the previous two. There wasn't much in it there against Dan. Good side. Very, very strong spine up the middle. The goalkeeper there, Gary O'Rourke, would have played a bit of underage for Kevin. Good goalkeeper, good at getting his kickouts away. The full back there is a decent player. Owen Clark, very, very good footballer. They're number six. Aidan Waters, very, very accomplished player. Good on the ball. And Evan Crowfell in the middle of the field. Good left foot. Dangerous from frees. Two Brady brothers then. Two Brady brothers up front, Michael and David at 11 and 14. Patrick Moore fella inside as well. Now look at their formidable opponents, Division 1 and Cavan, and they're going to take a bit of beating. But look, it's where you want to be, Oisin, on the mid-November. I'm sure there's other managers there with swap with us now, so it's good to be there and good to be training and. Or second week in November.
Yeah. And just finally, Kevin, you mentioned there a number of names from the opposition, but listen, you're very formidable players as well, and there has been this year a lot of talk about your front three in Larkin Connor, Johnny McGruddy and Paddy McIlwee. Is it going to take those three guys firing on all cylinders at the weekend if you're going to come through this tie?
Well, it'll certainly help, Oisin. It'll certainly help, but look at it. I suppose the boys get a lot of attention, a lot of praise there, and rightly so. But look, you mentioned Ronan there, Ronan Gallagher, and Oisin Boyce, and Shane in the middle of the field, Aaron McLafferty, Ben McNutt. You know, we feel that we have a strong spine to our team as well. Keelan McGruddy there. Dean McBride has come in this year like a duck to water into our defence and has kept us placed the whole way through the year. Hugo Davis is back, you know. So look at the boys, rightly so, take a lot of praise, but the other boys. Without the other boys that I've mentioned there, Ashin, as well, you know, you're not going to get over the line, and we're going to need 18, 19 men again, maybe 20 men on Sunday afternoon come 2:15, you know.
Yeah, and a boost as well to have Alan Pasoma back this year after that long time out with an injury. Kevin?
Exactly, Alan's a massive. I've actually forgot about him there. Alan plays a massive part in our team as well, and the role he plays, and look at from sitting in there protecting and then driving. He's excellent at driving forward as well on the ball and then giving and going, and Alan plays a massive part in what we do as well, both defensively and offensively. And yeah, great to have him back. Look, he missed the four group games, Oshin, and then come back in against Red Hughes, probably ahead of time. He got all clear to resume back in training and contact, and we were expecting him to be out for the year, but a massive, massive boost to us to have back there for the latter stages of the competition. And look, at every all bodies are needed at this stage of the year, but when you have quality like Alan coming back in, it's a big, big boost to any panelers team, you know.
Yeah, it certainly is. Listen, Kevin, thanks for taking the call, and we wish you and the team every success this weekend as you start your Ulster campaign against the Cavan champions.
Ashin, thanks. Really appreciate it. Thank you.